75.
I would have to agree that him, the ghost running out, would be a little weird.
Yeah.
But I've actually had a ghost in my house.
Is that right?
It is.
How do we, you... Oh, go ahead.
We used to live in a trailer.
Yeah.
And he would rearrange stuff in my room, like my little bears all set together. And if it wasn't in the right spot, he would move them around.
You'd actually see it move?
No, I wouldn't see it move, but whenever I would come back, it would be moved.
Really?
Yeah. It freaked me out for the longest time, but then I just got used to it.
How did you figure out that it was a ghost eventually and not someone just messing with you?
Because no one else was ever there.
Oh.
Yeah. It'd be when everybody else was gone, mom would be at work, my little brother would be at school. I could be doing anything. Whenever I would leave and come back, if it was not where it was supposed to be, it would be moved.
Wow, that's creepy. See, that's the more believable ghost story where you don't actually see the ghost.
Yeah.
You know, the ones where you see the ghost in like human form or whatever, running around.
Running away from you.
Yeah, running away from you when you wake up.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
Well, thanks for calling this morning.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.